Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Georgia.
Morning. We got somebody. We got a guest waiting on that.
Terrell is with us, man. Terrell, ain't you with us? Wasn't you waiting for this? See, and he's laughing. He's enjoying this, man. He knows what you do.
He's like, what are you talking about?
Why can't
about?
You just play along, man? He said, whoa. And okay, I'm just going to move on here. And a happy Thanksgiving weekend to those of you fine people in Riverdale.
In the wonderful Riverdale, home of the Ravens.
See, no, we don't want to hear you, Nugget. Now we got a guest on. See, I was waiting for that earlier. You just jumped in with it. But now we got to bring Terrell.
Clayco. Go ahead.
How was your Thanksgiving, you and your family, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. It was great. It was a great holiday. Have family in town, so it's been great so far. How about you, gentlemen?
What's left over? What's left over?
Yeah, we had D-Led on earlier. He's been having macaroni and cheese every morning.
Yeah, what you still got left?
No more leftovers. We got rid of the leftovers yesterday, so we can start off the week on a new food high and whatnot. So we'll get to cooking some salmon or something today. But I know yesterday was some turkey still left over. I feel like it was some macaroni and cheese. We had some jerk chicken pasta. We had a few items still left over, but they're gone now.
Oh, time out. No, you can't gloss over that. Did you just say jerk chicken what? Pasta?
I heard that.
Yeah, that was something new we added to the menu this year, jerk chicken pasta.
I like that. That sounds
ask
good.
Ask a question, Sam. I'm going to think about that.
That sounds good.
I'm trying to figure out how I can work that in here soon.
That sounds good.
Jerk chicken pasta.
And while we work on that, let's talk about the fourth quarter of this game last night between the Hawks and Knicks. These guys couldn't throw it in the Chattahoochee River, man. What happened in the fourth quarter, really, to both teams last night?
Yeah, it was surprising because, as you mentioned, the game started off so well. It was a pretty free-flowing game to begin. And in the fourth quarter, I don't know if it seemed like jitterbugs started to hit both teams, if they kind of started to flash back and go back to the future of their playoff series. But as you mentioned, and that fourth quarter for both teams, it seemed like nothing was going to go in the hole. And then those final few minutes, the Knicks, unfortunately, were the ones that kind of got things rolling. And so I think injuries, of course, too, kind of played a part. We saw two key members of the Hawks go out yesterday, and Bogey and Cam Reddish. So the rotation I don't want to say it was in disarray, but it was a rotation out there that the gentleman may not have been used to yet this early in the season. But as Trey has said on numerous occasions, though, no excuses. They still had the guys on the court that should have got the job done, and the Knicks were the better team last night.
Yeah, and you talk about the injuries in the Hawks, and then these guys had some injuries out on their team, and then Julius Randle wasn't even basically there, only 8 points. But isn't this what you see at this time of year? And it's not nothing to get worked up into a lather about. They had a losing streak early on. They came back. They've won the last seven before that Knicks game. And so this sort of anomaly going into December isn't something to get all that worried about. The people are going to get healthy. Chemistry is going to happen. But let me ask you this, as we sit here on the 28th day, how much of an effect will a full season of Coach Nate McMillan be with this Hawks team as opposed to a half a year last year?
I think we're already slowly seeing that. I think that's a very great point that you're saying. With the guys having an off season, this is, of course, also their first time having a full off season, so they were also able to train and kind of focus on some of the key things and which Coach McMillan has asked them to focus upon. But I think it's going to do great for them offensively. Defensively. I think offensively the guys are so talented. No disrespect to any of the coaches. I think almost any coach could get out there and they would be able to do their thing offensively. But we saw throughout the years defensively is where they struggle or where they would seem to lose communication. So I do feel like them having a full 82 and having that offseason under Coach McMillan's leadership is going to help them, not only as we progress throughout the season, but definitely in the playoffs if the Hawks are lucky enough to make it.
Lucky enough to make it. We know we're going to make the playoffs. It's just how far we're going to go. Folks, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. He is social. He is social.
You give it to me then, right?
What's wrong?
You won't give it to me earlier with Riverdale.
What's wrong?
What's wrong with you is your timing for your
His social is at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. Some of the people that had bumps and bruises and didn't finish the game last night, are we concerned about Bogdanovich? I think it was an ankle with him. I think a wrist with Cam Reddish. Are we concerned about them being available for the next game?
Yes, I think Coach McMillan didn't want to seem too alarmed, but he did let us know that both players would receive MRIs today. Bogey's injury looked a little bit more severe than Cam. Of course, any injury, you know, is an issue. Bogey's injury, when it first happened, it looked very gruesome.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Looked like he may have broke his ankle or something like that. And with him already having a history of lower body injuries, of course, he missed time last year with his knee and everything. I think regardless of the results, they may keep Bogey out for a few games just as kind of a precaution. Cam, I'm not quite sure. I think Cam, we may see him back on the court sooner than later. But with the Hawks only having 2 games this week, that may be a key for them as well to kind of rest up and get healthy again.
Yeah, that's Terrell Thomas. These Urban Times is where you can read his work. Listen, whether negatively and positively, what's been your surprise so far in the season? What's the positive surprise that you've seen so far in this NBA season?
The positive surprise will actually be surprising, I would say. I think it's been Kevin Huerter. We saw Kevin get a deal this offseason, maybe not the numbers and what some of the other players in the NBA have been getting. He signed a 4-year, $64 million. We've seen some guys sign 4 years, $100 million. He was open about his deal as well, letting know he knew he left a lot of money on the table, but he felt like the Hawks is where he wanted to be and that his role fit pretty well. Now, when DeAndre Hunter began the season, of course, he wasn't injured, so Kevin Herter's minutes began to plummet a little bit. With the injuries to hurt to Hunter, we've seen Huerter exerted right back into the lineup, and he's been a force offensively and defensively. So he's been a very big surprise to me. We knew what Trae Young was going to do. I was anticipating Cam Reddish to continue what he was doing in the postseason. We've seen that so far as well. Clint Capella, we know the monster he is, you know, in the middle, so that hasn't been surprising either. So I would have to go with Kevin Huerter so far. And then I would also kind of sneak in there Trae Young's defense. He's been playing the passing lane a lot better than I've seen him over the past few years. I'm not going to get out there and say he's a stellar defender yet, but I have seen him making a more of an exerted effort on the defensive end. I've been pretty surprised about that as well.
Okay, and nothing negative? We'd like to hear that. No. I shouldn't even say negative, but just something that you wish you would get better.
No, you know, it's, as you mentioned, it's still so early. And I know we hate to say this as basketball fans, but unfortunately some people really don't you know, start to pick it up and get the going in the basketball season until Christmas. So I'm kind of pleased with where the Hawks are right now. Of course, I would like to see a few more wins in the win column. I think there were a few games in which we left out there on the court. But overall, no, nothing negative so far.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Well, as we start to face those playoff teams again, like we faced Milwaukee, you know, after coming back from the West Coast road trip, played them. New York, of course, you know, we faced it. And maybe this game last night snuck up on a lot of people, not the players, but just fans, because everybody's looking ahead to Christmas Day. Okay, we got Philadelphia coming up. And we all know how the series was with them. Of course, Ben Simmons, we don't know. I don't know. What's the latest on him anyway?
Ben Simmons was actually – it's still up and down. Now he's still playing the game. Yesterday, the Sixers had a game at home against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Ben Simmons was out shooting around a few minutes before the game actually took place. Now, he didn't play, of course, but it does seem like he's getting inches closer. So who knows? You know, we could see Ben out there Friday, but it still sets the circus that we really don't know.
He got all the money in the world. I'm telling you, he's out there. He playing cornhole with Kyrie. They find themselves a parking lot, and they just sitting back going, you know. And every once in a while, they order a Sprite, you know, and then they just get back to the game and laugh at everybody.
You think so?
Back and forth.
That's a good one.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. This is Terrell Thomas joining us here. Terrell, listen, Hawks aside for a minute, looking at the league overall, like I said, Sam, talking about Indiana coming up next, we got Philly after that. Moving into December, I mean, how do you gauge this system, this season, or an NBA season, when you start looking for certain things out of certain teams and certain players, the stars? This is when they start turning it on or turn it off, or you're waiting. How come it's taking player X to get to where I normally see him playing?
Right now, as we move into December, I get antsy and I wait for Christmas. And I always look at these first 2 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I believe that you can truly you find your championship team, in my opinion, in these first 2 months. Because when you have teams that are kind of waiting and waiting till Christmas to get going, you have teams like the Warriors. You have teams like the Suns who are beginning to build these large leagues in their respective conferences and divisions. And then when these teams begin to turn around, say like the Lakers and things like that, they'll be so far behind already in the playoff standings that could jeopardize them having home court advantage in the postseason. So I like to say success is built every day. And I think the teams who are building success every day right now are the teams that will stay in the top tier towards the end of the season. So to me, that's one of the things that I kind of keep my eye on. Like I know we spoke on the Warriors already. I've been watching the Warriors. I've been watching the Suns. I don't feel like a lot of people are really talking about them, but they were on like a 15-game win streak or something like that. So just paying attention to the teams who have come out the gate firing before we actually get to December 25th to see what type of leads our game before the holidays get the closing.
You feeling like Golden State's going to be able to maintain it, especially whenever Klay comes back? He's been away for so long. What does that do to the balance of that team to try to work him back in?
Oh, no, yes, sir. I think Steph Curry and the Warriors are going to host the trophy at the end of the year. And that's been my preseason prediction was the Warriors. The heart of a champion is something I feel like you could never count out. And I've watched them these last few years just kind of be kicked under the dirt, and people talk about all the things in which they aren't and weren't. I think the Warriors are on a true mission, and I think the Lakers picking up all those veterans kind of added fuel to that fire. So for me, I really believe in the Warriors, and I believe in when Klay Thompson comes back, they're going to be even that much more deadlier on the defensive end. We know what they're going to do offensively, but I think people forget, although he's been hurt, that Klay Thompson is one of the best defenders, one of the best two-way players the NBA has ever seen.
You follow what's going on the college level?
Yes, sir. Yes.
You've been following Gonzaga? They got another 7-foot crazy dude there as a freshman coming in this year. And I forgot this kid's name.
I saw him play against UCLA.
Chet. Yes. In fact, he's not – I don't know if he's related, but it's Holmgren. Chet Holmgren.
Yeah.
And what they're doing out there, how they're reloading, are they the cream of the crop this year from what you've seen?
You know, I never really buy into Gonzaga because they look good in the regular season.
I know.
It's really hard for me to buy into them. I do like the young man, his game. I want to see him bulk up a little bit. He's pretty slim.
Yeah, he is.
But you know, we've seen that work for Kevin Durant, so I'm not going to let that take away from the game. His game, he looks pretty good so far. Gonzaga continues to put out great talent. We've seen what they had in Jalen Suggs last year. And I know Chet and Jalen actually even played in high school together. But I think if I had to pick today, I would probably go with Duke, with Coach K, with this being his last year. I think those guys are going to be – I think they're going to have a lot of motivation behind them to try to get him one more. So Gonzaga, I'm not – I got to kind of see it to believe it with those guys. They always look good this time of year. But when it gets down to that Final Four, they seem to fold.
Got anything positive to say about the local teams?
Well, I'm interested to see actually what goes. I've been paying a lot more attention this year to see what the Bulldogs are going to do. I know over the last two, three years, there's been a lot of hype that the Bulldogs basketball program was turning around. I know Georgia State puts a good program on the court, so I've been trying to learn more and keep my eye on them. But no, I haven't been keeping that close of an eye. I'll keep my eye on Georgia Tech just because of Duke. My son's a big Duke fan, so I'll keep my eye on some of the ACC teams. And I've been trying to gather a little more information to see what they got going on in Athens.
Yep. That's it. And it looks like Coach K's got a crop that could possibly send him out with another championship. I mean, they've shown that
so far.
They really have.
Yes,
so I think they do bear watching this time.
Yeah, it'll be a very interesting college season. I do believe that.
All right. Terrell, we appreciate you spending some time with us, as always.
And we ain't done with you.
But No. You got to drop back in here with us. But we appreciate you, especially with this holiday weekend. You come in spending some time and dropping some knowledge.
And he makes himself available to us, Sam.
Yeah.
He said, y'all, if you don't have a guest coming, just give me a call. You know, he's like Regis used to be with Letterman.
Yeah,
he's right down the street. Alec Ball, I'll come down the street for you.
Yep, I'll be on, right?
So we can't thank you enough, man. Thank you. You and your whole family, hope you enjoyed your holiday weekend and continued joy through this holiday season.
Much love, gentlemen. They say teamwork makes the dream work, and I'm happy to be a part of the team. You guys have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.